Hey gang, more exciting news from Lion's Choice. 2017 is their 50th year, and they're just getting started. Just in time for the spring, LC is rolling out new salads. The new lineup includes a traditional Caesar, the LC seasonal with their signature bistro dressing, and you have to try the Butcher Block Cobb salad featuring a trio of their famous proteins, roast beef, turkey, and ham. So stop by any of the 25 area Lion's Choice locations, help them celebrate 50 years, and see what's new at LC.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. What song is this? That Rocky is on the board, and I don't recognize it. It sounds like typical sports talk radio return music, unless this is the Communards breaking up. What's going on, man?
It's
AC/DC.
Doug, that's not usually.
That's a first.
That's not the type of music we play around
here.
Yeah,
we're Jermaine Stewart,
Communards. Communards in there.
Thank you very much. We had quite a discussion here on the program. In the 8 o'clock hour regarding our next guest's column. The name of the gentleman is Eric Hall. He writes for Outsports.com. I was under the impression that the Cardinals had a flat policy that they do not credential blogs / websites. Derek Gould, who is president emeritus, Doug, of the Baseball Writers Association, informed us that they actually have a selective policy on that. That opens things up to
who gets it, who doesn't,
right.
why not?
Right. So people were then saying, well, SB Nation is the parent company of Outsports, and Viva Alberto's is a very, very popular and successful blog. They do a great job. I enjoy reading their columns. We've had some of their writers on the program before, and they don't have a credential. So then I was thinking, okay, well, then that's consistent, because they're SB Nation as well, but then Derek informed me that they've never applied for a credential. So therefore, you can't apply that policy because, and by that I mean you can't apply the thought process that it's consistent in the sense that, well, they didn't credential Viva Alberto's and they're SB Nation, so therefore it would stand to reason that they wouldn't credential Outsports because they didn't credential another SB Nation site. Viva Alberto's did not apply per Derek Gould. So, that changed the story a bit once I found out that there is selective credentialing for blogs and websites. So let's get the perspective of the gentleman who wrote the story and attempted to get the credential. Eric Hall of Outsports.com joins us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Eric, good morning. Doug, Eric, good morning.
Hello, Eric.
Doug, Eric.
Hi.
There he is.
Might be a satellite delay or something. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thank you for joining us on the program, especially on short notice. So one of the things we wanted to try and understand is what went on between you and the Cardinals and perhaps Major League Baseball in attempting to get your credential. How much communication was there? Who did you speak with and so on?
Chris Tuno was who I dealt with the Cardinals. They had a long road trip leading up to this homestand, so it took a while. So I would guess he was out of the office because I took a while to actually get a hold of him because I tried initially applying about 10 days before the game because I live in Illinois. So it was about 10 days before the game until I initially applied because I make sure it worked out to try to go to the game because I'm a freelance writer. I don't work for Outsports full time. So I initially started trying to get a hold of someone with the Cardinals about 10 days before the game. And finally, third time I called, I finally got a hold of someone that Tuesday before. And I talked to Chris for a while on the phone. He asked me whether I've covered MLB games previously, and I have in San Diego and in Chicago. And when I initially talked to him that Tuesday before the game, it sounded like he would give a credential, and then I hadn't heard anything back from him by Thursday, so I tried calling again, and he sent me an email back saying that they don't give a credential to blogs, and he said they don't give a credential for people covering theme nights, and he made a comparison to someone wanting to come cover a Peanuts night they had, that they were doing a book, and they wouldn't credential them, and which I thought was a weird comparison, but my step then was I tried to contact the Baseball Writers Association. Uh-huh. Talked to the vice president who covers the Marlins, and he said he doesn't know how the Marlins credential, and he said it's a team by team decision. And I talked to Jerry Ahern, who is with Gannett, and he's the co-chair for the Associated Press Sports Editors Committee on credentialing issues, and he kind of said there's nothing that it's the Cardinals' decision, and if they want to deny it, they can. And I initially applied as just being from OutSports, and so after talking to those two people, we also tried applying through SB Nation, which, and you were talking a little bit leading up to having me on about how the Cardinals don't credential blogs. Well, SB Nation gets a credential for every Dodgers game and every Nationals game. They have reporters that credentialed for every game from those teams. And SB Nation said their reporters occasionally get credentialed to cover Tigers games and Rays games and a few other teams. But they said for the Dodgers and Nationals, every game SB Nation has a reporter credentialed for those games throughout the season. So SB Nation tried to apply for a credential on Friday. That was rejected. So at that point, we decided to I'd buy a ticket and go cover the game that way the best that I could.
And Chris Tuno, who is the Cardinals communications coordinator, suggested that you buy the ticket?
Yeah. In his email on Thursday, he said that I could buy a ticket and cover it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your intent, Eric, was to talk with the players, I would gather, before the game, after the game, regarding Lance Berkman speaking. Is that correct?
I think that would have provided more to the story to have had the opportunity to talk to players and Mike Matheny, since they were the opening acts for Lance Berkman, and ask them about how they feel about Lance's campaigning against LGBT rights. And the Cardinals bringing him in to speak. I'm not sure that was my intent. The intent was, one, to see if there was any protesting going on at the stadium, because when the things were initially announced in June, there was a lot of backlash to Lance Berkman coming, and we were kind of curious if there would be any protests at the stadium. I didn't see any of that. And also to see what Lance would talk. So those were the main intent, but I think it would have provided more value to the story to have particularly the players that talked ahead of Lance and Mike Matheny, to have them talk about what Lance has said in the past and see how they feel about LGBT rights, and especially Matt Carpenter, who is from Texas, and Texas has all these bills currently going through trying to limit LGBT people on adoptions and marriage and access to locker rooms and high school sports. There's all these bills going through Texas right now, and particularly someone like Matt, how he feels about that.
So the reason why I asked about the intent, Eric, is because if the goal was to speak with Mike Matheny, Matt Carpenter, and the players involved in the day, then the only way to really do that would be to get a credential. If all you wanted to do was to just observe the day, then theoretically they could use the policy thing and the comparison with the Peanuts night. I would agree with you, an odd analogy to make. But nonetheless, I was curious that if in your credential request, and it sounds like there were multiple communications between you and Chris Tuno and the Cardinals, and also the vice president of the Baseball Writers Association, if you conveyed that you would like to speak with players, or if you said you simply wanted to cover the event after the game.
In the initial conversation, I talked about wanting to cover it. I was not under the impression with my first conversation with Chris that I did not get any indication that I was going to be denied. So I didn't really go into details about what my coverage plan was. And I'm not sure that should necessarily be expected, that I should detail like how I'm going to cover something.
No, and I'm not. And yeah. To be clear, I'm not saying that that is, and it totally would make sense that when you apply for a credential, I've applied for hundreds of them in my career, that you don't go, this is my plan today. You just apply for the credential, and 99% of the time you get it without really much of an issue.
Yeah.
My question was, over the course of the communication, if you were saying, I just want to cover the theme event, the Christian Day, then that would be different than saying, I just want a credential to cover the game. Not that any would have any reason to not get it anyway, but that's why I'm asking the question.
I never said I wanted to cover the game, no. Okay. And that was not the intent, to cover the baseball that was going on the field that day, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I was just curious how it was laid out. So along those lines, I saw that there was a post yesterday on Twitter from someone associated with OutSports saying the St. Louis Cardinals are the first sports entity to ever deny OutSports a press credential. And that's when the story gained some steam on social media. What is your reaction specifically to not getting the credential?
I think it looks bad for the Cardinals to deny OutSports a credential. I think last year over 2 million people looked at OutSports during 2016. It's a website that gets a lot of traffic. Does a lot of important journalism. And yes, according to the co-founders, Sid Ziegler and Jim Buzinski, this is the first time OutSports has ever been denied a credential. I've been writing for them for a little over 3 years as a freelancer, and I've never been denied a credential before covering anything for them. So this is, the Cardinals are unprecedented, and they're denying OutSports a credential. And I think that says something about the Cardinals, that they would be the first ones to do that.
And what do you mean by that? It says something about the Cardinals.
At least they don't respect the journalism that OutSports does, which is confusing to me, because I think they were part of one of the three outlets that broke the Michael Sam story. They broke the Ryan O'Callaghan story. They broke the Derek Gordon story. Like, they're doing important journalism, and to not give OutSports access and the ability to talk to Cardinals players is surprising and questionable. The NFL is not afraid to have OutSports at the Super Bowl. Why don't the Cardinals want OutSports at a July baseball game?
Do you think, Eric, they were fearful of what you might write, or how you, or what questions you might ask of present or former players? Why do you think they said no?
I think Chris Tunnell looked at the website, and it seems like that from the email I got, that he looked at the website and decided that wasn't something he wanted at the baseball game. I don't know how exactly what his line of thinking was, but I think he didn't want players asked questions about LGBT issues, and yeah, I think that seems pretty evident.
Is there adult content on the website, or is it
no? It's about I what I tend to write about normally is college athletes. I do profiles on LGBT college athletes. I had one come out last week about a brother and sister from Louisville. She swam last year at University of Arizona. He swam last year at Brown University. And they're both, she's a lesbian, he's gay, and about how they helped each other come out. And that was the story I had published last week on OutSports. During the college season, I do a story every couple weeks on how LGBT college athletes are doing across the nation. How a Colorado guy, hurdler did at Pac-12 championships, or the first story I did for OutSports was a profile on a swimmer at St. Louis University, Nick Jesse, and how he had an uncle that had AIDS and died of AIDS, and how that it was uncomfortable a little bit for him to come out because that was such a sensitive topic in his family. Those are the types of stories that do it. There's nothing explicit. It's about what LGBT people in sports are going through. That's what the website writes about.
All right. I'm just wondering because I'm sure there are some sites if there was adult content on there that the Cardinals or no other team would probably credential them, not knowing what kind of story might show up on that website.
No, there's no adult content.
And the other side, you were in attendance for the ceremony or the whatever took place after the game as it related to the festivities for Christian Day. During that time, there was no anti-LGBT propaganda or anything said, right?
There was nothing explicitly anti-LGBT. There were a couple things that Mike Matheny and Lance Berkman said that were... I kind of wondered if that's what they were getting at, but it wasn't. They never said the words LGBT or they never said LGBT or the words lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
Right.
But there were a couple things that Mike Matheny and Lance Berkman both said that I was like, is this what they're talking about? Like, they were vague, and if I had a credential, it would have been nice to ask them afterwards, is this what you were intending with what you were saying, or just to be able to clear those things up.
Sure.
All right. Will you try to find Lance Berkman somewhere else at the next event that he might appear at?
I won't be. I live in Illinois. I'm not, as I said, I don't work for OutSports full time. It's a freelance job, so I'm not going to be traveling all over chasing after Lance Berkman. But I hope somebody else does. If he goes, another Major League Baseball team or other professional organization brings Lance Berkman in to speak, I hope there are journalists there and they're given the access to ask him about what he has said in the past and why an organization would bring in someone that has campaigned against LGBT rights to represent their organization and essentially say to the LGBT community, we don't care about you. And that's what the Cardinals did on Sunday by bringing Lance Berkman in to speak.
Now, they will be having a Pride night. Will you or somebody from OutSports potentially try and get a credential for that event?
Well, part of it right now with Pride night is all it is right now, as far as what the Cardinals has announced, is they're selling a Pride a hat with a rainbow-colored St. Louis logo. So there's nothing really to cover unless we would go to count how many people are wearing the hats. The Cardinals aren't really putting on an event. They're essentially trying to get money from the LGBT community, it seems like. They're wanting LGBT people to buy tickets.
Respectfully, Eric, I find that to be a leap unless you have some basis for that. What is your basis for feeling that the Cardinals are simply throwing the LGBT night to make money?
They haven't announced a speaker like they did for Christian Day. They have not announced they plan to do anything at the game that it's LGBT night. They haven't said they're bringing Billy Beane in the speaker or Michael Sam in to throw out a first pitch. They haven't announced that they're doing anything for LGBT night other than they're wanting LGBT people to buy tickets and get this hat with a rainbow logo on it.
They don't normally bring in speakers for theme nights.
But they did for Christian Day.
Well, that's not a theme night. That's something they do every year after the game.
How is that different from Pride Night as far as being a theme night? The Cardinals called Christian Day a theme night or a theme day.
Well, it's totally different than what they do for theme night, like Star Wars, things like that. That's just something you buy a ticket and you're part of the game. The Christian thing is for people who stay afterwards and they have speakers. They may have called, I don't know why they call it a theme night, because it's not the same as regular theme nights throughout the week.
Well, they told Eric that they don't credential certain people because of theme nights, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay.
Iggy, do you have a follow-up, or I wanted to make sure?
No, I didn't know that the Cardinals were calling Christian night a theme night, and I don't know why they would, because if you pay attention, the Cardinals have theme nights almost every homestand, whether it's Star Wars or Peanuts or they had a Game of Thrones, you know, theme night. They didn't have anybody coming in and speaking that, so I'm kind of curious why they would call that a theme night when they've been doing it every year for, what, 13, 14 years now, even before they started theme nights.
27th annual Christian Day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been doing it a long time.
And that's well before they started these theme nights at the ballpark, so I'm kind of curious why they would call that a theme night. That really makes no sense to me.
But compared to what the Dodgers do, the Dodgers, when they have had their Pride nights, have had Billy Beane and Ezra Tuolo and other notable LGBT people in sports be there for the night to throw out the first pitch. They make it a big night. And as far as what the Cardinals have announced so far about what they're doing for Pride Night, they're not even calling it LGBT Night. They're just calling it Pride Night. They seem to be only trying to get LGBT dollars. They're not haven't given any indication they're doing anything beyond that.
In your article, you say, Eric, that I'm paraphrasing here. I'm trying to find the exact spot. But that you think perhaps the Cardinals' Pride Night is simply a counter to having Lance Berkman speak at Christian Day.
That was definitely the timeline of how things happened. The Cardinals had not announced anything as far as the Pride Night until there was the backlash against Lance Berkman. And it was after there was some backlash to that, the Cardinals released a statement saying they were planning to have a Pride Night. And as week or so after their initial statement regarding why they were bringing Lance Berkman to speak, they then announced that they would have a Pride Night and sell a hat. So,
all right. Fair enough. All right, Eric, thank you so much for joining us on short notice. We really appreciate it, sir.
No problem. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Eric Hall of Outsports.com, our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Your thoughts are welcome. A number of people were texting in throughout the interview, 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. Let's see. He wrote that there was backlash on the Lance Berkman and provided a link to it. Let's see. Lance Berkman's – so there was. It was in USA Today.
Yeah,
let's see where the
backlash
– Lance Berkman's Christian Day plans with the Cardinals blasted by LGBT community. The Pride Center of St. Louis blasted the Cardinals' decision in a statement issued to the online LGBT magazine OutSports, calling Berkman, quote, an individual whose words and actions towards the LGBT community are divisive and demeaning. Trying to find if there was anything other than that. That's all I see in the article that I'm reading. In 2015, Cardinal minor league pitcher Tyler Dunnington quit baseball after detailing consistent homophobic slurs made by teammates and coaches in the dugout. Dunnington said in a statement to KMOV St. Louis that, quote, hopefully in the future the Cardinals will consider giving a platform to someone who thinks tolerance is a bad thing. Hopefully in the future the Cardinals will reconsider, I apologize, giving a platform to giving someone who thinks tolerance is a bad thing. That was in reference to Lance Berkman. So that's in reference to the backlash that Eric was citing, to give you some context, because I had to look that up as well, so I'm sure plenty of you weren't aware.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I remember it was not a giant thing. It was one of those day and a half social media posts, and everybody kind of gives their opinion and moved on, except they did then create the Pride Night.
Yeah, there's a what I think you were getting at, Iggy, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're welcome to dissent. Is that for every theme night, the Cardinals don't then have speakers follow? Like there isn't a stormtrooper addressing the crowd after the final out in the ninth.
Be you cool know, if there
Wars,
was
at Star Wars. There isn't a guy dressed up as Chewbacca giving
a
take.
No, there was a guy dressed up as Chewbacca,
but he doesn't address the
he doesn't come on the field after the game and talk about.
There wasn't a Khaleesi lookalike who came out and addressed the crowd. After
I would
the game,
that would also get me to Busch Stadium.
Yep.
So, that and Thunderdome.
We've just
so that's why
something.
You know, it just struck me as the Cardinals telling him that we don't give out credentials to cover theme nights when I don't believe that would be a typical theme night. Christian Day at the ballpark is not a theme night. It's something they do every year. I didn't know it was 27 years.
How would you term it?
It's just something that they do after the game.
It's an event that they do each year.
Yeah, it's not a theme night. They didn't give out
hymnals, yeah,
things like that. So, you know, maybe he's got something when, you know, if you're going to say we don't have credentials for theme nights, it's, I wouldn't consider it a theme night.
Though ultimately, a team has the right to deny anybody credentials.
Well, sure they do.
They want.
Sure,
it's
they
done
do.
All over the country in colleges and high schools and professional teams. They don't credential everybody who wants to get in. They just don't, and they don't have to.
And right or wrong, and I'm not going to defend the Cardinals or go against them, and they have their own right, and they know why they did this, but you also, certain times, you have to protect your players. And if he said, I'm coming in to question these players about Lance Berkman, I don't believe the Cardinals would like somebody coming in and asking Chris Carpenter or Matt Carpenter, what do you think about Lance Berkman's comments on the LGBT community and transgendered people? Any comment? I mean, the Cardinals aren't going to say, yeah, we'd love for Matt to answer that question.
Yeah, we'd love to get right in the middle of a big controversy like that, stir up another distraction for us.
I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but that's what happens.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what would happen. So if you can avoid controversy, I'm sure they try to do it.
When do we have a date on Pride Night?
August 25th.
Gotcha.
If I'm mistaken.
Yeah, like the bowling proprietors have a night at the ballpark, and it's not a theme.
Marshall Holman go down there. Yeah.
Marshall Holman speaks. He bowls from, you know, the pitcher's mound.
What about the anti-bowling lobby? Are they
the Megan Meyer Foundation has a night at the ballpark where they get tickets, but they're not given hats. It's
now,
not a theme night.
Is
it's
a duck pin.
So everybody has their night at the ballpark if you want. So if the LGBT community has a night, then they would throw out a first
Here
pitch.
Is what's on the Cardinal website regarding Pride Night. Pride St. Louis and the St. Louis Cardinals are partnering to present Pride Night at Busch Stadium on Friday, August 25th. Join LGBT friends, family, and allies to watch the Cardinals take on the Tampa Bay Rays. With the purchase of a special theme ticket, fans will receive a Cardinals cap with a rainbow STL logo. A portion of each ticket sold will benefit the Pride STL scholarship, which is awarded annually to St. Louis area students. Is what is on the website.
Yeah, well, now, see, if you heard Eric talk about it, it's like, well, you can buy a ticket, and then when you're at the game, you have to buy a hat. This is a package that gives you the hat with the ticket. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could say that he said it seems like he's trying to get the Cardinals are trying to get LGBT people to spend money. Well, they're trying to get Star Wars fans and Game of Thrones fans and this thing and that thing and that thing.
It is a business.
Yeah.
It's not a social experiment. It's a business.
Yep. It's unfortunate that, in a sense, that this day and age, that this is a story, but it is.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, to each his own.
Some people like some things and some people like other things.
Right.
Guys, Tim was real quick to dismiss the Cardinals don't pull the money grab ploy. Is he a rights holder? Nice. Now it's come down to me, perhaps one of the biggest critics of the team this year. But nonetheless, it's good. If you what he was jumping to a position without any evidence.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to just squeeze money.
So if he had evidence, I wanted to hear it. If not, then I think that's a leap to make. Just like if he were saying, you know, if somebody were saying the Cardinals are pro this or that and then didn't have any evidence to back it up. I'm not interested in advancing an agenda. I'm as agnostic as the Dickens, but I'm all for the Cardinals having Christian Day if they want to have it. God bless them. Fine by me.
If they have,
I won't be in attendance. If somebody wants to bang a guy, God bless them. Fine by me. I won't be in attendance for the session. But if they want to do it, they're more than welcome. It just doesn't impact me.
I want
people to be able to have the right to express their beliefs if they want to. And so you have this odd, uncomfortable, if you want to call it, overlap.
Yep.
It in 2017, we're part of, for some Christians, their beliefs is that homosexuality is wrong. And it's a difficult thing to navigate because you have plenty of people who are homosexuals and or just disagree with that viewpoint who then condemn that viewpoint. And it gets awkward. Awkward really is a euphemism. It can get really, it can get violent.
Yep.
Verbally, certainly, potentially physically. But that's the way that it currently is. And some people just feel like using religion is an easy out to practice things that they're uncomfortable with in a discriminatory manner. Others truly, I believe, just believe that it is wrong because they adhere to the Bible. And there's nothing that I'm going to say on this radio show that is going to change anybody in either camp's minds. It's just the way that it is, and as opposed to trying to shout somebody down because I'm not Christian or shout somebody down because I'm not gay, just acknowledge it the way it is and try to have respect for the viewpoints and just make sure that even if you may have a viewpoint that homosexuality is wrong, that homosexuals have the exact same rights as heterosexuals. And if we can agree on that, then you're welcome to continue to think that homosexuality is wrong, or you're welcome to think that Christianity is wrong.
But let them have the same
rights.
Correct.
That's what I said earlier about Lance Berkman. Just because he has a view on homosexuality and transgendered individuals doesn't mean he's not Christian. If that's the case, then if you went by all those values, you would have nobody speaking at Christian Day, because all of them have done something in the past that wasn't very Christian-like. You can't speak. It'd just be silence. So for somebody to come out and say that, he shouldn't be there because of what he thinks about that, I mean, that's just wrong.
Tim, if a girl wants to trib with your wife, would you be interested in that, though? Thanks. That comes from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Boy, they're all over you, buddy.
She's something that misses.
Oh, boy, we hit a hot button.
Yeah, we did.
Got me going.
We did.
We were able to give a biblical / homosexual policy take, right, and then immediately, I mean, you can't teach it, Doug.
No, played right into the whole Mrs. Scott's ball sack's wife.
He's got great stems.
Tim, you could not have said it any better. You really are the man. That's from the 314. Doug, I see you're reaching.
Hit the gong. The bottom line with that whole with the whole situation area is it doesn't affect the way this team plays, and this team better play better and get better.
No, I wouldn't think it has much to do with the way the team plays.
No.
I don't understand the Cardinals saying buy a ticket and cover it that way. Did this guy think he could get a ticket and then go talk to players?
No,
so he could be in attendance to watch the speakers afterwards.
Not get interviews though. Right. Okay.
Right.
Did they tell him to buy a ticket?
Per his article, he said Chris Tuno of the Cardinals told him to buy a ticket.
Okay.
Yes. So, the one thing that I certainly was wrong is the policy has changed, or maybe it was always this way. I don't know. Per Derek Gould, they do credential some blogs and some websites.
Case by case.
Case by case. Selective is what he described it.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up because I couldn't think of the name. You remember the guy that used to interview us quite a bit, Jay Mark?
Oh yes,
had that like STL.
Yeah, over on the east side. Yeah.
He was at the game Friday with
Bausch.
Mark Bausch. He was at the game Friday, and he just has his own website.
Well, but is Eisman still go? Or
I don't see Eisman anymore. Right. But he was there, and he has his own website where he just blogs stuff. So
yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough call, but when the statement in the Outsports and SB Nation made was, in 17 years, they have never been denied a credential.
Tim, I just tuned in. Could you recap the past 3 hours? Thanks.
Hey, stop it. I don't doubt the Cardinals have to be careful when a website or a blogger asks for credentials. If they're going to get into the locker room, you know, everybody's got a cell phone. A lot of the guys are using their cell phones to record what guys are saying. Wouldn't be a stretch to take pictures. They've got to be careful.
Oh, they like Weens, bro?
Could be. They've got to be careful who they allow in. They have to be.
Jeff Passan sounding off. Considering the number of free food hoarding there to cheer on the home team foofs, the Cardinals do credential, this is doubly embarrassing.
Hmm.
It's not free food. It's $10 bucks.
Yeah, it's not
there.
Free. And have you been in the press box lately?
No.
On a weekday, you're lucky if there's 15 people in there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's empty.
$10 for the food.
It seems to have more for the giveaway days, though, don't it? Thanks. Bobblehead day.
Yeah, well, go to Gobble Bowl. You'll see a table full of them. It's not for me.
Well, they still need to play better and get better. No matter who gets the theme night or not.
Be careful with the Instagram if you could.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is going on as far as shade goes. Mm-hmm. Doug, can you tell the audience about the post?
The The Post Barn Grill?
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Not
do
the
we have
paper.
Emails, by the way, Iggy?
If I had something on it, I would. I know it's a great spot.
Okay, well, I'll tell the audience about the Post. They're in Creve Coeur, and they're in Maplewood, brother. And they're the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Jack. And the thing I like about that cheesesteak, though, is them juices drip down my chin all over my boy, Jeff.
That's not the commercial they were asking for.
That's what the copy says. That's
supposed
to
be. That's
what they're getting.
I don't have that copy at all.
They're the sponsor of the Plowhawk's Laugh, and this week they'll be the sponsor of Matt Rocchio's Laugh. That's also what they're the sponsor of.
Right. Stay posted.
My friends.
I haven't been to the Post lately because my house is so darn comfortable because of what Design Air has done to the second floor.
Nice.
I may not go to any restaurant here for a while.
Maybe you may not leave.
Until fall time. Fall time is here. Well, it's not here yet. It's still summertime, and my second floor was still hot. Not anymore. Thank you, Seth Goldkamp. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tyler, for the work they did on the Doug Vaughn furnace. You should call Design Air and ask for the Doug Vaughn furnace. And I'm telling you, this new high-efficiency blower, it can make all the difference in your house if it's too hot. They've also got these little portable units that they put in second floors. The technology has come a long way just because you think, hey, my central air co is not really getting the job done. Hey, I'm going to have to go buy a window air. You don't have to!
No, don't yell.
Because Design Air has got it all figured out. It worked for me. It'll work for you. So this is who you need to call. Here's the number.
What is it?
314-739-1600. Yes, they have a website. If you hold your horses, I'll give you that too. Here it is. DesignAirService.com. If your house is not comfortable, these are the people you need to see. I mean to tell you, they took care of me big time. That's why I didn't go to the Post.
Nice.
That's why you didn't go to the Post.
Well,
it's so nice.
I was too comfortable in my own cage.
We'll have to get somebody to bring you a cheesesteak.
If they They're could, good. That'd the be official. A nice gesture.
They're the official. Iggy is getting the emails right now for our Hot Shots email of the day. It'll be the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano. And the Hollywood Casino Press Box. I'm anxious to hear what Frank has to say regarding the lack of activity from the Cardinals. I know he was certainly hoping they would be buying, and we will hear that in about 10 minutes here on 590 The Fan KFNS. We will be at Hot Shots in about 2 weeks for TMA Live at Hot Shots and Fenton. Hot Shots, the sponsor of our email today. You miss anything, you can subscribe to the podcast of the Ryan Kelly Morning After on iTunes. It's on a million different outlets. Stitcher, Doug, are you on Stitcher?
I don't think I know what Stitcher. I don't sew.
It's an app that allows you to PLTD. Okay. And then you can also use TuneIn if you want to stream. You also have the InsideSTL.com option. The bottom line is we can go over game film and see how we did today. And I'd grade us out at an A. I really would.
I feel good about today.
Yeah.
I'll go back and listen. I just don't. I just go about my life, getting a haircut later.
Are you Jerry the Barber?
Jerry the Barber, cut my hair later. Then I may go relax in my second floor of the house because it is so darn cool now. Thank you, Design Air.
Why don't you go out to Belle Reve with Jennings and I?
You're going to play again today?
They want us back. They want us to play all the time.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Not at all.
We show up today and they go, you're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
You can go to PGAChampionship.com to get your tickets. $35 for the practice sessions. How do you do?
I was really stunned yesterday when they told us about the pricing for the championship. Really, the best way to do it, and it was a discussion on the fan page, Doug, is to get the $325 package for the week. But if you can't do the week-long thing,
sign up now because they're going to go.
The volunteers are done. All the volunteers have been filled up. The record time, it took them 6 months in Charlotte. To get
really?
All the volunteers. It took them 6 months in Charlotte to get all the volunteers. They did this in like 4 weeks here. Yeah. So the tickets are going to go, and they're going to go fast.
The volunteers pay, too. It's like $150 to volunteer, and you get a
shirt and a hat and a soda.
Yeah.
Yep. Not quite a sign.
Yeah. But it's probably a fun
But thing. It's a great deal. And I think kids under 17 are free.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Wow.
Well, we could bring a fake ID.
Well, you could with your looks.
Yeah, you could. You could, actually. I can't wait. Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
So sign up now at PGAChampionship.com, and the course looked outstanding yesterday. I don't know. At this point now, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to qualify because I think if we would have played all 18 holes, I might have been in the 90s. And I'll be honest with you, I think Dustin Johnson is going to be able to shoot at least in the 80s.
I won't listen to any of that. You could easily shave 30 strokes off your game.
He's got a year to do it.
I got a year to do it. So that's why they want us back out there today to try and get me.
Has anyone
positioned.
Ever improved that drastically? Didn't Calvin Pete, wasn't he a guy who didn't
Calvin
pick up?
May's questions improved.
No, Calvin Pete. I don't think he started playing until he was like 30.
He was later in life.
And then he was like a star for a few years.
He had a huge run, Kalvinsky.
Jay, I am marshalling, and it's $175, Doug, and that comes from Aunt Peg, so she's going to be marshalling.
Margaret will be there. Yeah, $175.
Aunt Peg! That's a great reference right there. Appreciate that.
It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Sup, Plow Cuck? It's your favorite judgmental caller checking in. I went to the movies last night and thought of you and your solo movie outings. So I started to wonder, do you ever think that your past ladies have ended things because of your cargo shorts filled with snacks, even though we all know they are really filled with Kleenex and lotion? Think about it. And in case you were concerned, so far, no Revenant-style bear attacks for me, despite my boyfriend and I being wildly unprepared due to lack of pockets. But anyway, keep up the cargo-filled video game life. I'm sure your dream broad is right around the corner, and she's probably way less judgmental and definitely way less legit. Brazenly yours, Caitlin. Is this real?
Caitlin.
This is like one of his exes pissed off and writing into the show, and she waited for a day where the sea monster couldn't filter it out, and Iggy was a willing participant.
Iggy said, what the hell?
I don't know. He doesn't name these girls anymore. But he came over to me and Anna Marie when we were dining at Billy G's on Saturday night and said he had a lady friend. And I said, oh, I didn't even know that. And he goes, oh, yeah, she was at the TMA Live. And I'm like, how come I didn't introduce me, baby?
You met her?
Yeah. Matt Rocchio's met her as well. Oh, really? Where are they? Do you know, like Silver Dollar City or something? They're up in Milwaukee, Doug.
Milwaukee. Silver Dollar City or Milwaukee. Those are the two hot spots. He had said girl and he had such girl.
Right.
And he had other.
It's not easy, Jack.
No. This was Caitlin.
You're a board op on this show. You have your pick. So, Rocchio, just as an FYI, they're going to be throwing themselves at you this week.
Your social life becomes a public fodder.
Yes, it does. TMZ. Deb Peterson starts writing about you. Thank you for everyone who reached out to me worried about Doug and I being in a fight. We are not. His rant this morning was just him being a silly goose. Our love is stronger than ever. I do, however, have a problem with Jennings. You going to fix that bent sign on hole 18 at Normandy, fella? I haven't been rammed this hard since my buddy Tony's dad entered me underneath the bleachers at the 81 Vianney father-son dance.
Oh, my.
Call Vianney in this
question. That's Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic, man.
Yeah, we have a problem with our sign on 18.
What happened?
Some of the fan pin people, I think, when they play 18.
Are you surprised that they're vandals?
You can't have these people out there.
They put a dent in Kevin's sign. I don't know.
He was his whole sponsor.
He's a whole sponsor.
And they took a shot with the ball, tried to hit it through the
sign. I don't know whether they're taking hammers or what, but he's got a bad sign.
Morning, boys. Great show today. With the lack of bats that were moved at the trade deadline, are other teams not interested or think the Cardinals overvalue the players we have? I just can't believe with the amount of outfielders we have that none of them were moved. Also, do you guys know of any waiver deadline players that may be available this year? Thanks.
Doug?
It's Grimey from South County.
Doug, Grimey.
You got any waiver players, Doug?
From South County. All the players will have to clear waivers now. Guys, they're all available.
Nothing says leadership like a passive-aggressive Instagram post. All that's missing is a rose-tinted filter and Yachty making a duck face. Grow the F up. You think Ducky Medwick ever spoke out a turn to his skipper? Did Bake McBride run to the paper when things were sour? Tommy Hearn never jumped on the Twitter tweets after a dust-up with the White Rat.
No.
They'd have all been on the bussy to Johnson City. Good. I'm hotter than a June bug in Molassy this morning. Where are my Cardinals gone? Thanks. That's Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
EV's illicit East Side lover.
And we're short on time, so that's all we got for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It was time management.
I understand. We had big doings today.
That was my problem.
I was going to go with Caitlin right out of the chute. But now it's going to be the Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side.
Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side.
Congratulations to Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover. You have won the Hot Shots email of the day. It's time for the Lions Choice Famous Horse. We hand off to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Matt Rocchio, in for the Plowhawk. For Iggy, for the Sea Monsters fill-in today. Matt Whitener, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes' substitute today, the great Jennings Randolph Jr. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan. Kevin us live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.